Actually, he was good.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello.
Dead air. From
Steamboat
Springs.
No dead air. That's when you go out.
To Elizabethton, Tennessee, Marrakesh, Morocco, to Budapest, Hungary. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. We are the Tastemakers.
I want to do a big shout-out to our listeners out there in Sardinia, Italy. We've got a golf tournament, a celebrity golf tournament, taking place in about 10 days. So we've got some listeners out there in Sardinia, Italy. So welcome. Buongiorno. Grazie for listening. Grazie. La come successo.
Joe,
that's about the extent of my Ragusa.
Yeah, Joe
that's
Ragusa.
About the extent of my Italian. La come successo, grazie.
Joe
prego.
Ragusa, that's the guy we used to go to school with, right?
Yeah.
Joe Ragusa.
Yeah, well, school, when you say Child school, did. You're talking about middle school four decades ago.
Yeah, I totally forgot about him until you just said La come successo. For some reason, I don't know what made me think of him. Anyhow, gosh, it's a hot one out there today. We start the show every week by, I guess, sharing our weather with y'all, and it's usually pretty darn good. Last week, I think it was gloomy.
June gloom last week,
but today it's going to be in triple digits. That's correct, triple digits. In fact, when I just got out of the car, Mark, a little while ago, it was already 90.
And wow. That's at 11 out here it was 90?
Yeah.
Sure didn't feel like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it didn't feel like I was sitting in an air-conditioned car, but it was it was 90 on the gauge there. But triple digits in the valley. Did 101 on Lancaster. It was 98 as up by me yesterday. Had to turn the air conditioner.
Wow.
Well, didn't it get up into the high 90s?
Yeah, it was about 92 by me, yeah.
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 We got the...
But 98, when you say 98, suddenly you're looking at 100.
Yeah.
92, I'm just a heartbeat above the 80s.
My criteria at home is I don't like putting on the air conditioning until it gets to 98.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not 97. At 97, you're not putting on the air.
Well, yesterday it was 95 when I turned it on. It got as high as 98.
So you broke
95.
Your own rules yesterday.
Yeah, because it seemed like it was higher. But we're only going by what we got on our iPhones or we got going with our car. And the way I always look at everything is if my iPhone says 98 and in the car it says 95, that means it's 96 or 97. It's like the actual real time. Is there real time? Is there actual time? I figure we always have like an influx of 2 or 3 minutes, you know? Just like when we do our birthdays, celebrity birthdays, which we'll be doing momentarily, when I ask you to guess the age, you're usually within approximately 2 years. So we got a little cush at any given time. So when it says 98, is it really 98?
Who knows? Is it when it says 11 o'clock, is it really 11 o'clock?
That's what I just got done saying. I mean, your iPhone might say it's 11
I think there's
o'clock.
Something called the World Observatory or something, or the World Clock. Isn't there something like that everything is based off of?
But I've said forever, there's no such thing as accurate real time.
Wow.
But I guess the world now pretty much goes by the iPhones. Right?
You mean a cell phone?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Or the TV. When you turn on the TV, it says it's
and see, that's all synced in, too. I think all cell phones...
I think it's all synced into the cell phone or to the iPhone. Anyhow, let's start off the day next to talking about the heat. So we like to celebrate celebrity birthdays. And
great.
Like every week, Mark, there's always a good variety of interesting ones.
Or as I like to say, an eclectic mix of celebrity birthdays.
Whether they're dead or they're alive or they're people we don't even know, we got a pretty good variety. So... happy Tuesday, June 16th, and here we go with some birthday shout-outs. Tupac Shakur, had he still been with us today, he'd be 44.
Wow.
He died, or he was killed.
20 years ago, right?
20 years ago.
Wow.
How about that?
So he got bumped off when he was 24?
17 years ago, actually, 1998.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but crazy, right?
Yep. Time flies when you're having fun.
Pro golfer Phil Mickelson.
What's that?
Pro golfer Phil Mickelson.
I'd say he's 48.
45.
Very close.
Slipping a little bit, but usually 1 to 2 years.
Very close.
Geronimo. Indian.
Oh, Geronimo.
War leader.
Geronimo is responsible for our listeners around the globe who may not know who Geronimo is, an American Indian.
Yeah, when you jump into the pool, you yell out, Geronimo.
Wait a minute. Was it Geronimo or Sitting Bull that whacked George Custer? The Battle of the Little Brick Room. Yeah, was that Geronimo or Sitting
Geronimo.
Bull?
It must have been Sitting Bull.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyhow, Geronimo, he died at age 80, which is a long time for an engine to live.
He was part of a Wild West show, I think, after he was captured.
Uh-huh. That may be why he lived so long. They took care of him. Anyhow, it's his birthday today. If he was still alive, he'd be 186. But 186, how about that?
Wow.
Nuts, right? Stan Laurel. You all may know him from...
Laurel and Hardy.
Laurel and Hardy.
But not many people nowadays, I'm sure, don't know who Laurel and Hardy are.
Yeah.
These millenniums that are out there right now, they haven't a clue. They don't know who W.C. Fields was.
They barely know
Charlie Chaplin.
Mark, we're right across the street from Notre Dame High School. If we were to stand there when school was getting out, we'd ask people who would... You know, who the heck Stan Laurel was. I've got a feeling that unless they were in film, at a special film class or film history class, they would have no idea. Anyhow, that being said, he died at age 75.
Yeah.
How old do you think he'd be today?
I think he would be, hold on a second, he'd be 117.
125.
Hmm. Wow.
I wonder how old Oliver Hardy was.
125?
Yeah.
Really? So he was born in 1890.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's already in his 40s when him and Laurel, or him and Oliver Hardy were making their movies in the 30s. Okay.
But, yeah,
hey, so I'm sure he died poor, too. A lot of those guys died broke.
Yeah. I mean, he probably stopped making movies in the 40s, and he lived for another 25 years.
Yeah. Actually, I think you're right. Probably the 40s was the last time, because I think the majority of their movies were in the 30s.
Yeah, and actually, I think he started in the 20s. He did a couple of silence.
Okay.
But John Cho, he's 43. You know him from Harold and Kumar. He's the Asian dude. He was also in the
ABC. So we met him then. We met the both of them when we did our Asian Excellence Awards, right?
And you also may know him from the short-lived sitcom Selfies from last season.
Oh, yeah. That was a year ago already.
Eddie Cipriani, 42. Do you know him from...
He's a singer.
He's married to... Leanne Rimes. We bumped into him at the Hollywood Christmas Parade when we were writing in it a couple years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's 42.
Wow.
Jack Albertson. You may know him from Chico and the Man.
Yeah, and I also know him from Soylent Green, from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Right. The father of one of the kids, the father of the good kid,
and he had
Charlie.
He had a bit part in Miracle on 34th Street back in 47.
Anyhow, long past, but how old would he be today?
I think he'd be, let's see, he'd be... One second. He'd be 115.
108. Boy, you're really slipping today, Mark. 108. He'd be 108 today. So we have three triple-digit people today, all dead and gone. But Roberto Duran, no mas, from the late 70s.
Is he still alive?
Yeah. His birthday today.
Huh.
64. Kobe Jones.
No mas.
Retired. Right.
No mas.
That was the first, that fight that he had with Sugar Ray Leonard in 1979 was the first pay-per-view fight. Do you remember how much it was?
79? Probably 10 bucks.
$5.
$5?
$5.
Wow.
Kobe Jones, retired professional soccer player, also played for the U.S. Team. 45 today.
Huh.
And you may know him as the singer that sang the song Living Inside Himself, Gino Vannelli.
Oh, how
celebrating
old?
63 candles on his birthday cake today.
Was that his only hit, or did he have something else?
He probably had more, but that was his biggest
hit.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay, so happy birthday to all the...
Well, you forgot the last celebrity, or do you have still more?
That's all I have. Who else?
The biggest celebrity of the list. He goes by the name Big E.
You're absolutely right, Mark. our friend and pseudo-celebrity, Eric Big Bad Rice.
For those who don't know him, I believe he's got a reality show in development at the studio about life in Tennessee.
You might be right.
Yeah.
So how did I forget that one?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know. Congrats. Happy birthday, Big E. 54 today, I believe.
Yes.
Am I correct? Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
and just like our buddy the other day, Raul, turned 54. So they're within 3 days apart.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And old buddy from long ago, Rick Reza, his birthday is tomorrow. I don't even know if he's still with us.
Probably not. Highly unlikely.
All three of those guys.
He never made it.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Here we are, Mark, another hot day and a Tuesday celebrating all these birthdays.
Hey, how about that news this morning, the breaking news? Did you hear about it?
I did. I think I heard it before you did.
Doubtful. But Donald Trump is running for president.
It's kind of like a
joke.
A novice, yeah. I mean, not a novice. What's the word? Novelty type thing.
Well, and I think that's really what it is all about, because he knows this guy's a showman. He's a businessman, entrepreneur extraordinaire. He knows how to get the spotlight. He knows how to get the press. He knows to get the attention. And by him coming up there, he's the 12th Republican to announce is running for president, he knows he's going to get all of that. He's got condos to sell. He's got golf memberships to sell. He's got residences to sell. The Trump name must sell. And but what better way to get your name out there by running for president?
You have his board game, don't you?
I do. I've got a bunch of
stuff.
What
else do you got?
I've got his cologne, his fragrance. Mm. I've got his doll.
Oh, I wear his shirts. His doll?
Yeah, a doll. It's like a toy, you know, like toy? Like a Barbie doll.
Wow.
Except
wow.
It's the Trump doll.
You got a
I got the Trump doll. No, I don't have a bobblehead. I've got the Trump doll. I've got the Trump books. I've got his books.
I got his shirts.
His shirts, right?
Overpriced.
Purchased at, but they're decent shirts.
Mark, you want to share the story when we had the actual, I don't want to say we had the pleasure of meeting him.
Right. You're right. It wasn't a pleasure, but it was.
It had to be done.
It had to be done, right. The Donald Trump is one of the reasons. He's basically behind the success of our core business, Wild Creations, because our very first business venture that we did successfully was producing and hosting the official one-day gifting suite for the return of the Miss Universe pageant to Los Angeles back in 2008.
Seven.
Yeah, 2007. And basically, or 2006, I don't know.
It was 2006.
2006, the Miss Universe pageant was coming to Los Angeles for the first time in 10 years.
That was a good event.
It was, yeah.
At the Shrine Auditorium.
Right.
On the hottest day of the year.
Correct. So we contacted the Miss Universe organization in New York City and said, listen, we want to do a gifting suite for you guys here in Los Angeles. And they said, what the heck is a gifting suite? One, and what the heck is this going to cost us? So we set them straight. We told them it's not going to cost them anything. We make our money on the brands that are attached to the event.
Sponsorship dollars.
Right. And so there we were in the Shrine Auditorium.
The old Shrine Auditorium by
the
USC.
Expo. The Expo section of the Shrine Auditorium. And we had the gifting suite was going on. We had the girls, the 88 most beautiful
Smith
women.
Was one of the judges. He's the only one I can remember.
Nancy O'Dell.
Oh, Nancy O'Dell, yeah. Right, yeah.
And we had the...
It was a good suite. It was small. It was the first one, but it was a good one.
88 countries were participating at that time, so we had 88 of the most beautiful women in the universe came through the lounge.
And I remember I tried to recruit him. He and his bodyguard were walking past the lounge, and I went running up to him to try to recruit him to bring him into the lounge, and his bodyguard stopped me immediately. He must have thought I was going to attack him, like when I met Reza from Shaws of Sunset.
Well, when you go charging thing. After somebody, he doesn't know who you are.
Well, I remember somebody that was one of our client said, hey, there he is. Why don't you go ask him? So I literally went running up to him, and the bodyguard must have thought I was going to attack him, so he physically stopped me, and Trump wanted nothing to do with me. But the meeting came later. Continue your story.
Well, and first off, I remember him looking at us thinking, like, we must be out of our minds. And second of all, a gifting suite is the last place that billionaire entrepreneur Donald Trump is going to want to go and visit.
I agree.
Regardless. So anyhow, the gifting suite is going on pretty good. We've got one of the brands that are in the gifting suite is the Giovanni, the Margarita King. Now, this is a great bottled margarita mix. It's at the time
it's
it was
not a mix, it's already a pre-made drink.
Right.
Yeah.
At the time, it was the best made margarita bottle mix in the industry. I mean, this guy, Giovanni, was at every event. He was at every Hollywood event.
Yeah.
And so it was a major coup for us to have Giovanni at our event like that. So happens to be that Giovanni, the Margarita King, actually knows Donald Trump. How and why? I have absolutely no idea.
He was a
networker.
He
asked us, do you guys want to meet Donald Trump? And I'm thinking, one, how do you know him? And two, absolutely. I mean, how could we not meet the Donald? Okay.
Right.
So he took us down to the
after party.
To the
after party. That happened immediately after they were crowned.
Yeah. So, he took us down there, which was incredible. He went up to Donald Trump and said, I want you to meet the Harris brothers here,
And it was. And he was sitting at the table with the mayor, wasn't he?
No, he was standing up talking to the mayor. He wasn't sitting at all. He was standing up.
Yeah.
And I said, absolutely. So he took us in. And when we met the mayor, was sitting down at a later time. He was sitting down having his dinner.
Villaraigosa,
right. But the meaning of the Donald was that we went over there and met him. And Giovanni says to him, Mr. Trump, I'd like to meet Mark Harris here, Wild Creations. He didn't even turn his head to acknowledge that we were there. He extended his arm to shake our hand. That was about it. He didn't even look to us to give us the courtesy of a nod and acknowledgement.
Right. Mark, the attitude doesn't stop there with the Trump family. A year later or 2 years later, we were in Vietnam once again with our partnership for the Miss USA pageant. We were in Vietnam for the Miss Universe pageant taking place in
Vietnam. Miss Universe. We did that in L.A.
Right. So we were in Vietnam for this particular event. And after the show, there was the after party again, and then we were invited to. However, Donald did not make it to the event, but he sent his son to represent him. We get the same cold shoulder from him, Junior. Well, not Junior. He's not Junior, is he? He's Donald Trump Jr.?
He is Donald Trump Jr. Yeah.
Okay, so we get the same cold shoulder from him. Now, this is his son. He looked like he wanted nothing to do with us. Can you expand on that, Mark?
You're right. He did. He almost pulled the same number that his dad did. He turned around because this was poolside at the party over there in Nha Tran, Vietnam. And he turned around and basically shook her hand. And that was it as he continued going. So,
and he couldn't shake it quick enough or get out of there quick enough. But, I mean, come on. Not to mention, he looked like a slouch. He looked like a slob the way he was dressed. He didn't even have a suit. He didn't have a suit. It was hot, but he didn't even have a jacket on.
Well, because it was so hot. Remember how hot it was.
Yeah. Well, we still had jackets on.
Well, because we're tastemakers. He's nothing other than Donald Trump Jr.
Right.
He's not going to be wearing a jacket when it's 95 degrees and humid out there poolside in Nha Trang. That's a tropic.
Now,
man.
He's the one that I know there's another brother, but this is the brother that was on the show, too, The Apprentice, right?
He's the main one. The other one, Eric, he was on occasionally, but Donald Trump Jr. was on every week.
How old is his son, Barron, right now? There we go again. We gifted his son, Barron.
We did.
At the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Right.
One of the things we did. How there was any interest in that people would want to participate beats the heck out of me. After Donald Trump had his son, latest son, Barron, about 8 years ago, we gifted his son. And Donald was staying
a baby. It was a baby bag because it was right when they gave birth to
the
Barron.
Yeah, it was a baby bag. Yeah. So we gifted the baby bag and we delivered it to his hotel at the Beverly Hills Hotel. And we delivered it in the Red Ryder wagon.
Yeah. What a perfect delivery.
Filled with great stuff. We literally pulled up to the valet for the Beverly Hills. How about that, Mark? We actually had the wagon and we filled it with stuff and we literally brought it in and gave it to the concierge, I think.
Yeah, I just heard a day earlier, which is great because we were going to ship this thing to New York, and I had just heard a day or so earlier that he was in town for some event.
Yeah.
And I found also that he always stays at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yeah. So we pulled up, valet, got out, got the wagon filled with this was a good.
It was a great gift.
The thing is, when you gift only one person, I mean, it's stuffed. I mean, it's all of our gifting is stuffed with.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Yeah, it really is. So I mean, it was a good gifting. It was a very popular gifting. That, you know, again, our core business, WattCreationsMedia.com, ladies and gentlemen around the world, that was a huge success as our presidential dog. You know, when we did that about 5 years ago or 6 years ago for the first puppy, which was Bo, which was the a Portuguese water dog is what it was,
weird
gifted
name.
To the president by Edward Ted Kennedy. So that was a very popular gifting we did as well. But
cool stuff. Know, always cool stuff out there, buddy.
Yeah. So back to the original subject about Donald Trump running for president. This is going to be something cool for me to get. I'm going to get a hat, a T-shirt. You know, I think it's a quirky tchotchke souvenir memento thing to have down the road. His run for president.
Did he have a logo? Did you see him in the news? Did he have a logo?
No, I didn't see it. It was very plain and simple. The flags in the background.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to picking that stuff up.
Some reason today he looked grayer and older.
Well, he is grayer and older.
Yeah, but since the last time I saw him, I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, that's just how it is. But
Jurassic Park.
It was almost joke-like when he was announcing he was running for president.
Jurassic Park.
Because the whole time he was still announcing his running for president, he's pitching his golf,
All right, enough of Donald Trump. Big kudos and shout-out to Jurassic Park. How about that? We had the pleasure of seeing it this weekend, along with everybody else on the planet, it seems like, as it made more money on Friday. Made $500 million worldwide, $200 million here, $85 million on Friday alone. So big shout-out to the number one opening weekend to any movie.
In history.
Jurassic Park, yeah. And it was I don't even know the name of the director, but that was only his second film.
And picked by Steven Spielberg.
We saw it. So what were your thoughts on it?
I expected more out of it. I thought there was a lot of weak parts. The writing could have been improved, but the weak parts were the relationship between him and Ron Howard's daughter. They extended that too much. I think that could have went... they could have cut that in half. We did not have to see that in this movie. There should have been more. Again, everybody likes to see the guys, people getting eaten. So we needed more people getting eaten, and we needed less of the love affair between him and Ron Howard's daughter.
I was very curious how the movie was going to start. The previous three movies, I loved the opening scenes, and I loved how they started. This one, they start off with just showing the egg crack, and then we go straight to the family in Indiana, wherever they were in the snow, you know?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, that was
too... You've got to have a strong opening for a movie like Jurassic Park.
That was,
and I'm not talking box office. I'm talking about the movie
just
itself.
Just the opening.
It needs to open strong.
The first five-minute sequence.
Get my attention. Don't put me to sleep.
Yeah, and not needed. However, I got to say, I wouldn't mind seeing it again.
Well, yeah, when I walked out, I was kind of disappointed.
I was even saying we should get our money back.
But after I gave, well, I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah,
I expected more out of it.
I was very
unhappy. It wasn't what I thought was going to be. I liked it, but expected more.
Yeah.
So going to a movie the second time is naturally you're going to catch things that you would have caught.
Because they sure did pump it up the last 2 weeks prior to the opening. I think every weekend it was like on five different, well, the whole trilogy prior to the fourth one was playing on Bravo, Sci-Fi,
and I caught
AMC.
The first one. I loved it. I caught the second one. I loved it. And on Saturday night, I caught the third one. Boy, now I remember why I forgot about the third one.
Well, the third
that's
one
the
was,
only one not associated. Steven Spielberg chose not to associate in any capacity.
Well, that's the one where they went back to the island to get the kid, right?
William Macy's and Taya Leone's son was lost on the island.
That's
and
right.
it was awful.
I liked the second one a lot.
Oh, I just watched it. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Again, directed by Steven Spielberg. So you've got a sequel that connects right where the first one ended. You've got Steven Spielberg attached to it. It's fantastic. You go to the third one, which they've done a couple of times with sequels, Jaws, Halloween, and so forth.
And Fast and Furious 3, Tokyo Drift.
You know, you drift away from what the original storyline is, the plot, the makers of the movie, and it fades away. Jurassic Park 3 did just that. Jurassic Park 4 returned back to the original roots. You turn back to Steven Spielberg attached to it, and what you're going to get out of it is the biggest opening in the history of mankind.
I know we always question movies, but they are movies. I mean, when this big dinosaur, which we don't even know what the name was because they created it,
Achosaurus Rex.
They couldn't tell that it was still in the into the pen. Remember, they went in because they saw the scrapes on the wall. So the three of them go in there to look at the scrapes, and the creature was still in there. They're basically saying he escaped. They thought that he jumped over the wall. How could that possibly be?
Right, exactly. That's one of the ridiculous things about the writing in this one was that itself.
Yeah.
Because we know this is a highly intelligent crossbreed dinosaur. They created it genetically to be this advanced thing. But that being said, he did have the beacon on him, or the what do you call it,
the
tracer?
The tracker thing?
Right. So there's no way that – but what they're trying to say is this dinosaur is so advanced, he was able to knock that tracking device out temporarily to get the people in
well,
the
remember,
pen.
Then he ended up ripping it out of him.
Right, later he did, which is understandable. Yeah. That makes sense. But
I just can't
at that
see.
Moment, it made no sense.
And the three of them walking in to look at the scrapes on the wall.
And you know what? That one guy that worked there, that big fat dopey guy?
Yeah.
Come on. That was to the extreme how they had him as being this real dope.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I know it's a movie. But I still can't believe how much money it made.
Yeah, it was a ton of money, but they did promote it
but
heavily.
We saw an early show. What was the show time?
11:30. Yeah, a noon show on Saturday afternoon.
It was packed.
We had Friday evening crowds in that theater on Saturday afternoon, which was surprising. It was almost every seat was taken, which was great. Because it gave you a Saturday evening vibe, which you don't normally get at a matinee.
Yeah.
And it was nice.
But how about that? A half a billion in one weekend. 200 million
worldwide.
In China. That's got to be, worldwide. 200 million in China alone.
You said 200 million
in China alone?
Wow. That's what we got, 200 million.
Oh, I'm sorry. 100 million in China alone.
Okay.
And meanwhile, as Jurassic Park is advancing and making all this money, Entourage is tanking.
Wow. Opening weekend, it did what?
You know,
12, I think. Or 15?
If that, it's up to 24 now. Now, I always compared Entourage as being to men what Sex and the City was to women. Now, when the Sex and the City movie came out, both of them, they made over $100 million. And the first, well, overall, but the first weekend, they were like number one at the box office. So
it's huge.
Yeah. But I wouldn't mind
seeing it. And the weird thing about that, too, is Entourage had to be, like Jurassic Park, one of the most heavily promoted and pitched movies this year. Not only because the cast and crew, they were out there pitching this thing every level you can. There were a ton of media buy-ins. Yeah. There were product placement brands that were into this thing that really played this thing up extraordinarily. And the fact of the matter is that it was a successful HBO show, but
for many
this
seasons.
Movie didn't play well in anywhere other than L.A., New York, and Miami. The Midwest and everywhere else in this country, it died.
They even had even for the NBA Finals, when the guys are talking, Entourage is written on their podium as it's a sponsor. They don't even have the commercials, but they have Entourage on the podium, which kind of blows me away. Speaking about product placement, did you notice it in Jurassic Park?
Oh, everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the three, I know it's three. You know more than you saw.
Well, let
three?
Me see. Right off the top of my head, there was Pandora, there was Mercedes-Benz,
yeah.
and I don't know what the watch was.
Starbucks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Starbucks.
Starbucks.
And the watches that some of these guys are wearing, I couldn't see what the watch was, but these watches were placed.
And the Coca-Cola. They're drinking the Coca-Cola bottle.
Oh, yeah,
So those
and that's just the top of the head. But, I mean, if you dig deeper, you'll see a lot more all over the
place. But those are very obvious, though.
Yeah.
I mean, very obvious. But
well, you know, that's where you're going to make your money. Yeah. You know, it's product placement. Brand integration is something we do. We're very familiar with it.
Speaking of product placement, there was that movie that came out a couple of years back with Morgan Spurlock. Did you see him on the news this morning talking about his new movie with Sam Rubin?
Looks good.
Artisan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's called Crafted.
Right, but it's about the artisan.
Yeah. And the artisan movement.
Yeah, we deal quite a bit with the artisan movement, and I'm surprised how big that is, the artisan movement.
Yeah. In this day and age, no doubt about that.
Now, I don't understand how a chef is artisan.
Well, some of these chefs, their food is a work of art.
Yeah.
Now, I got to say, back to Santa Anita, when we were there for the Triple Crown last week.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Or 10 days ago.
Yeah, at Santa Anita Park. The church key, which provided the food at the thing, that was artwork. The donuts they made, the short ribs, the presentation, everything about that thing. So when you say, how could it be artisan? Very simple.
Yeah, well, artisan is, you know, what they were saying, what Spurlock today was saying was it's stuff that's handcrafted, stuff that you make
nothing more handcrafted than food.
Yeah. I just never heard a chef being known as artisan. It's an art, I guess, but I never thought of that as that's true. But I'd like to give a big shout-out, Mark, to one of our clients that is participating in our Costa Smeralda event, a golf tournament taking place in Italy at the – what's the name of the island again?
Sardinia.
Sardinia, yeah. I get a tough time pronouncing that, Sardinia, for whatever reason. But Candy Vixen. Candy Vixen is participating in the gift bag. And for those of you who don't know what Candy Vixen is, Mark, it's custom candy. And it is the it's premier candy stylist. Go figure that.
Wow.
Sounds kind of
good. I can go for some right now.
Yeah, no kidding, right? They deliver a spot on a brand where they they're immersive candy styling. And what that basically is they set up, you have a party, you have an event, a launch party, red carpet event, or just a kid's birthday party. They come and set up a whole candy smorgasbord. So a big shout out to Candy Vixen for participating in our Italian gift bags taking place in Sardinia on the 27th.
Costa Smeralda Resort in Sardinia, Italy.
Quite a spot. So
it's beautiful, as a matter of fact. I mean, it really is beautiful.
Yeah.
I was going to write, geez, I can't believe I forgot. Oh, here it is, yeah. And let me do a shout-out for the actual the website. Right. It's CostaSmeraldaInvitational.com, CostaSmeralda, Invitational.com. You go there, it gives you all the details of all the celebrities, all the golfers that are going to be participating in this weekend event, which benefits the UNICEF Foundation as well as Autism Rocks. We won't be there, but we are producing the official celebrity gift bag that will be there at this event. So it's a great cause. It's a great event in Sardinia. If you're in Italy, make sure you get to the Costa Smeralda Invitational next weekend. It's the first annual, so hopefully it's a hit and it'll be back again.
And also, Mark, we do have a couple extra spots open if anybody would still like to
put their products, services, or brands in the actual gift bag. You can contact us at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com, wildcreationsmedia@yahoo.com, or go to our website, Wild Creations Media. This way you can get a hold of us, contact us. There's still time to get the stuff over there. I believe if you're shipping from the U.S., it takes about a week to get to Sardinia.
A week to 10. We shipped something last week.
Unless you're going to do it FedEx.
Yeah.
It's going to get there, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly. About time
just
what?
Sent something by accident, Mark.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just wondering what that was. So.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. But you know what? You know what was weird? This last weekend was the Playboy Jazz Festival.
Yeah.
You know, we were going to go, but we didn't get on the, I guess we didn't get there in time for the list.
Didn't.
But
that's
anyhow,
too bad. I really
did you hear
to go.
Anything about this over the weekend? On any press, any media, anywhere?
No. Not on the news. I heard one day last week somebody mentioned it as a blip. But usually it would be brought up, you'd be talking. I guess maybe is it possible that people just get tired? It's been 37 years or something like that.
Well, regardless, I'm sure it was a sellout. But the fact of the matter is this. I didn't see anything on the news about it. I didn't see anything in the newspaper. I didn't see anything in the magazines. I didn't see anything on the online about the event after it happened. Because this was a Saturday and Sunday event. Yeah. And both Saturday and Sunday, I saw no media about it anywhere.
I really, really wanted to go. You know, it's always taking place on Father's Day weekend, and I never go because of Father's Day and Saturday. We usually do something with my father-in-law, so never go. And I always, just like the Renaissance Fair, Mark, forever I've been saying, gotta go, gotta go. We finally went back this year, which was great. So this year, finally, for whatever reason, it's back, but it's the jazz festival, that is. It's a week before Father's Day, so I have the perfect opportunity to attend and go. Well, I guess we did outreach. We didn't get a chance to make it, but that's a drag. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, did you really care to go? I mean, I really wanted to go.
I'd go. Yeah. I mean, I'd go as press and I'd check this thing out. But again, I'm flabbergasted. I didn't see anything about it.
Yeah.
If the fact of the matter is that I didn't know that it happens every year at this time,
yeah,
I wouldn't even know it was coming up. There's no signs, posters, banners on bus benches, on buses, on billboards, anywhere in all of Los Angeles to pitch this thing.
How did I even know it was taking place a week early?
You must have saw something somewhere, I guess.
Yeah.
Or you probably decided, you probably figured out, Matt, it is next week, so you're going to look into it, see if there's any tickets available. So you went to the website, I would assume that's what happened.
Maybe. Speaking of, do we even know what's happening? Did you know that the Women's World Cup USA team is playing Nigeria today? Did you know that?
No, as well as I'm sure 99% of the other Americans out there didn't know that.
Right. I mean, shouldn't they promote that somewhere a little more?
No, it's like women's golf. I don't think anybody gives a hoot.
But women's golf is taking place every weekend or big tournaments. World Cup is every 4 years. I'm just saying, I barely heard about it, but they don't need to promote it. Like,
where's it taking place?
Canada.
Canada? No kidding.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you what part of Canada.
You can't even tell me what part of Canada?
Yeah, I just know it's in I must have heard because I know it's in the Northeast. So whether it's Toronto or
Wow, that makes it more flabbergasted here. That I knew there was soccer going on. I didn't know it was part of the World Cup thing.
Yeah,
and two, that it was in Canada.
Yeah,
that's weird.
They struggled their first. I forgot who they played their first game, and they're overwhelming favorites to win the whole thing.
Who is
USA?
Overwhelming. They tied yesterday with somebody. It was 0-0.
That's what I'm saying. Not yesterday, it was Sunday. That's what I'm saying. Their first game, they struggled to win. They should have blown that team away. I forgot who it was. Their second game against Sweden, they tied, and they're playing Nigeria today.
Wow.
So, there you go with that. But anyhow, so that's taking place, and you didn't even know it was in Canada. You didn't even know they were playing today. So
yeah. I want to do a big shout-out to another brand.
Real quick. Friday night, I was out for happy hour. They had it on the TV in the bar. Nobody was looking at it.
Yeah, like I said, nobody cares. It's okay. Like women's golf.
Yeah, continue to shout-out.
Another great brand that has come aboard to participate in the Costa Smeralda Invitational in Sardinia next week, which is Snapcap Golf.
Oh.
And the website is snapcapgolf.com. It's owned, one of the partners is Jason Koo. So we thank Jason for taking part in this exciting promotional marketing opportunity. It's a great way to get your brand, which is Snapcap Golf, in the hands of these great celebrities and golfers over there in Italy. Now, to be quick explanation of what Snapcap Golf is, on everybody's golf clubs, right above the actual
band. Wrap?
It's a wrap. It's a colorful wrap that you put right above the shaft of the golf club.
Or up at the top?
What do you call the part that actually hits the ball? Does that actually have a name, that part of the golf club?
No.
So anyhow, this is a snap piece that goes above it, and it's colorful. And it's a club fitter, I guess you would call it. It's patent pending. Split ferrule technology has eliminated the process of removing and re-gluing the club head to change out to the ferrule and provide innovation to personalize your club. Now that's what I like about it, to personalize your club.
Yeah.
Purple and orange are my favorite colors.
Power.
So I'd love to have the snap cap golf thing have orange and purple on the actual club itself. So personalizing the club is the best thing about it, is what I like.
Yeah.
You simply cut off the existing ferrule with a utility knife, apply a couple of dots on the recommended low-sight super glue ultra gel, snap the snap cap halves together, and in 30 seconds, they're golf ready.
Wow.
Yeah. So
those Sardinians are going to enjoy this.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's a great thing. Snapcapgolf.com. Order yours today for two-tone custom colors. Please mention today's radio show and put your favorite college or team in the special notes, and they'll customize your order for you. That's kind of cool.
That is kind of
cool.
So
all our listeners out there, if you're into golf, go to snapcapgolf.com. When you put in your order, mention the show, and you're going to get a
discount?
Special note, they'll customize your order for you. So
great. Well, thanks for being a part of the event next week. We're excited to be involved with it, and we think that we're going to be presenting a wonderful gift back to all the participants in that tournament. So thanks again.
SnapCapGolf.com.
Really fantastic.
It's the golf accessory of tomorrow.
Today?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just came up with that one myself.
Oh, I like it. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So maybe one day you and I are going to go golfing soon again, I guess. It's been quite a while since we golfed.
Yeah, we need to get to the tennis court. We just recently became members of the Toluca Lake Tennis Club over a month ago, right?
Yeah, and we haven't been once.
Yeah. For some one thing or another has popped up, and that's terrible,
though. There's
always
something going on.
And we've already been members a month.
Yeah. And we haven't been once.
So I guess that's not – we need to set – well, business is priority.
Right.
And it seems like whenever we've had an opportunity to go, something else predicated us not going.
It's true.
So, well, we'll get to it soon enough.
Yeah.
We'll get to it soon enough. But, wow. Hey, the Royal Ascot was this weekend, wasn't it? Or is it this upcoming weekend?
Let me
see.
I thought it was the 18th. I think it's this weekend, the 18th.
The Royal Ascot is today's the 16th.
Royal Ascot has been played every year since 1765.
1765.
Yeah,
that's 1765. For those of you who are listening, it's the I don't want to say it's the English version of the
Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Derby, but then again, I guess it's probably the closest thing you compare it to.
Yeah,
because it's with the big, big, huge. I mean, where it's royalty, big time sponsors,
and there's a tight dress code that you must adhere to, or you will be not admitted.
Yeah.
Men must wear gray or black top coats and gray or black top hats. Now, no place else.
No bowlers.
No bowlers. No place else in the world in the year 2015 can you still go to something like this and dress like this. So I say major kudos to the United Kingdom, major kudos to Queen Elizabeth and the entire team over there at Royal Ascot for continuing this tradition since 1765, which was first started by Her Majesty Queen Anne.
Wow. Didn't even know there was a Queen Anne.
Yes.
Big deal.
Yep.
Anyhow, I know we've been wanting to go for years, and hopefully maybe next year we'll get an opportunity to go. We were invited to a party there last week. We got on the list to
Where?
Get to
at the Royal Ascot? Ascot.
Yeah. So
we were invited to a party last week?
Yep.
Wow.
A fantastic party. But,
oh, gosh.
Yeah. But not an invitation to the actual Royal Ascot itself or complimentary transportation to get us across the
pond. Let's try that next year.
Yeah.
Hey, let's start going on that thing early on so we're ready for it and really hit a...
Well, yeah, maybe we had to start a fundraiser or a crowdfunding type of campaign to pay for a trip to get us.
You know, we're talking about London and England and the Royal Ascot. I want to do a big shout-out to Taylor Jensen. My son Blake's one of his best friends, is in London right now on a mission. He'll be in England for the
Mormon
next 2 years.
Mission.
He'll be there for the next 2 years. And so
who's that jughead that was in the picture with him?
A buddy of his. And so I got a picture from him yesterday in front of Big Ben. So Taylor, if you're listening, good luck. Have fun. And London is one of the great cities of the world. So enjoy it and do what you got to do.
And he might be listening as we speak.
We've got listeners around the world.
Global.
Yeah.
We're global. They're listening to us this morning in Sardinia.
That being said, we're talking about Sardinia again. I want to do a very important shout out to another brand that is participating.
Very
in this
important,
year's,
Mark. Yep.
Event, and it is being it's the Eco Yashica Mountain Eco Center in the Dominican Republic. Now, this is a fantastic eco-friendly resort in the Dominican Republic. Now, they are providing an all-inclusive 3-day, 2-night trip in the Dominican Republic at the Eco Yashica Mountain Center, which includes farm fresh meals every day, horseback riding at the facility. They could arrange adventures. It's got kayaking, whale watching, horseback riding, everything that is healthy and physical. They're providing it. You stay in one of their luxurious bungalows overlooking the Eco Center. They feed and entertain you, respecting your desire to be anonymous in this tranquil environment. So if you're a celebrity and you're one of these professional European celebrity golfers that are going there, you want your privacy, they will honor your privacy. Leave your barista and your personal trainer behind and enjoy the richness of life unfettered by the pressures of the first world. We welcome you to subject availability. Naturally, you have to coordinate it with the eco-friendly resort as far as your dates and times you want to go there. But it's Yashica Mountain.
Keep going. You got it.
Yashica. Boy, I need my readers for this.
Here you go.
Okay. Let me get these reading glasses for this thing here.
Boy, I can't go anywhere without them. There you go. He's got it. Just hold on there. Sit tight, folks.
YasicaMountainEcoCenter.com. That's Y-A-S-I-C-A MountainEcoCenter.com.
Boy, that is a mouthload.
Farm fresh products. They grow all their own products beyond organic. You'll experience it through their farm-to-table offerings. Accommodations, you are close to gorgeous beaches, yet far enough to experience eco-paradise.
Wow.
Each unit consists of two bedrooms, two Euro bathrooms, terraza floors, oversized terraces, and fresh mountain air. Now, how fantastic is
this? Oh, Mark,
this?
I got one question other than commenting and saying it does sound fantastic. Are we getting the pass, too?
We always get passes to go. The question is, do we have the time to go down there? But anyhow, thanks again to our friends at Eco Yashica Mountain Eco Center for providing this all-inclusive, all-expense-paid trip to the Dominican Republic. Thanks, Tracy, for partnering with us and including this fantastic trip in this fabulous
Do we have time to attend? Weren't we getting on the guest list for the Concours d'Elegance up there in Pebble Beach later this year? Do we have an update on that?
We don't have an update. I know it's in August, which is just a short two months away.
Yeah, 2 months away, right?
So we need to...
Can you stay on that?
Get on it and stay on it and make sure that we're there.
Yeah, because I'd like to... We have to start working on a lodging, right?
Yeah, because it's taking place at Pebble Beach. Now, there's three resorts around Pebble Beach, which is the Lodge, which is the Spanish Hills, and there's one more. These all go for $600-$700 a night,
and
these are probably already all booked.
Oh, boy.
So we got to start looking elsewhere for lodging.
Oh, boy,
so
we better get on that, Mark.
Yeah.
Hey, today is June 16th, Tuesday. FX new show, not new show, second season returning of Tyrant.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah,
I enjoyed last year.
You mentioned it to me this morning, Mark. I know I've been seeing commercials for it the last month or so. Never saw a date. So unless you told me
today, just this summer.
Yeah. So how did you find out it was on today?
Well, because I...
Did you get the...
I've seen their billboards at the
magazine?
Bench. No, yeah, but their bench. They've got bus benches.
Yeah. Boy, I like the mean brother, huh? He's a mother.
Well, he's good.
Yeah. He's real good. So tune into that on FX. I think it's 9 o'clock, or it's actually 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Yeah, 10 o'clock tonight. So there's a lot of good stuff tonight. We've got the NBA Finals tonight. It could end in Cleveland tonight. We've got... Royal Pains is on tonight. Tyrant is on tonight. We've got the other new show on TNT called Proof, which is on tonight, which is something that I want to see.
Proof? What's that? Oh, wait, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, TNT. It's with Jennifer. Who's the one that was in Flashdance?
Jennifer Beals.
And Matthew Modine.
He's dying, right?
One of the richest men in the world.
And he has something to do with, he wants proof that there's life after death.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, wow.
Lots of good summer stuff going on tonight on TV. And it's, you know, and let's do a big shout out to the Chicago Blackhawks for winning the Stanley Cup for the third time in 6 years.
You know, Mark, it's funny. I'm listening to my sports show like I do every Tuesday coming in here. Actually, I listen to sports talk every day. But they had so many different topics to talk about. And then one of the guys says, hey, by the way, let's not forget about including the Blackhawks. They won the Stanley Cup finals. They won the cup last night. And one of the guys, and these are sports guys, he says, yeah, I guess we'll have about 2 minutes to talk about that. So,
well, it is, you know, it is hockey, and that's the thing. Not everybody really cares about hockey.
Yeah.
I only get into it really when it is
our team, the
finals, or our team, or Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, one thing that really upset me greatly was, and this is how ridiculous it is, and going back to the popularity of the sport in the Stanley Cup and the finals and so forth. Usually, in the past, once the game is won, and they give the cup, everybody starts getting the cup, and they skate around the thing.
Yeah,
well,
I like
they
that.
Did this for 5 minutes last night, maybe 7 minutes. NBC then goes to a commercial. They come back from the commercial, and they go to local news. If you wanted the additional coverage, you had to go to the NBC Sport Network to see that, which I did, and I caught another 15 minutes of it. But you can't just cut it off right there. There was the presentation, and gone.
Well, they have, I guess they have their commitments with, I was going to say, see here, Mark, on
local
the
news.
East, on the West, we had local news, but in the East Coast and Midwest, they had probably their 10
Tonight
o'clock
Show.
That's or Access Hollywood, which we get afterwards.
Right,
that's right.
Which
so
is
nothing.
Right. So
and everything else is repeats.
For them to cut like that, I just thought was really.
And you're not even a fan.
No,
you just don't like the whole idea about it.
But I like watching the Stanley Cup when it's the finals. When it's
I never watched so much hockey before my life because the Blackhawks ended up beating the Ducks in 7 games.
Right.
So I watched all 7 of those games.
Right. Well, we have family in Chicago. We love Chicago. So we're going to root for Chicago and for them to win, which was great. And you know what? I'm watching, listening to some radio show coming in today also, and they were doing some contest, and it was men versus women. So the women were getting asked men questions. The men were getting asked women's questions. And the first question they asked the girl, the men's question was, what team just won the Stanley Cup last night? She didn't even know. She couldn't answer that.
I think Carrie would know. Yeah, because she knew. She was watching parts of it with me yesterday, too. But for most part, yeah, you're right. I mean, and what about like if you're in Ohio or Montana?
Well, Ohio, you know, they've got...
I'm sorry. Idaho, I meant. Idaho. Ohio's got the
I think cold states. They may play... they may have hockey in these cold states, and especially ones where they don't have pro teams.
Yeah.
They'll watch hockey because they play hockey, I think.
Yeah. I still can't believe that they got a hockey team in Phoenix or San Jose.
Yeah.
Here, because LA, we got the big
Or Florida. South Florida. I mean, that's another thing. Or not South Florida. Tampa Bay's not South Florida, but
actually, there's
Florida.
Two. And they also have the Panthers in
Florida?
In Miami.
Yeah. The Miami Panthers?
Yeah, NHL? They're Florida Panthers in Miami.
Well, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. So how about that?
Yeah. So, you know, and then tonight we've got the NBA Finals, which is great. It's either going to be in either Golden State wins in Cleveland tonight or they go to Friday, I think, right?
Yeah.
Friday to Golden State.
I just can't see how in the world they got anything left. Cleveland has anything left in the tank. They melted in the last 4 minutes of the game the other day. I thought they were going to get blown. They ended up losing by 13 points. But when the game started, I thought for sure they were going to lose by 20. But they were in the game at one point up by 8 points, and they were in the game until 4 minutes. They had a one-point lead with 4 minutes to go.
What I don't understand is last Friday or Thursday, I think it was, that the second best player on their team got immobilized. He busted his knee, and everybody was saying, that's it. There's no way they
can do
anything.
That was in the first game against with Kyrie.
Right, but on Friday, I think, of last week or Thursday, he broke his knee, and they said at that point, he's done. They're never coming back. And the very next game, Cleveland, they blew away Golden State.
Right.
Now, this is after every prognosticator out there said, they're toast. There's nothing they can do.
Right.
But yet they came back and they played better than they had been.
Yeah.
Which I thought, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, you just never know. It's just like when the Clippers were playing Houston. They were up 3-0 or 3-1.
Oh, yeah.
And Houston came back and won all three.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm talking about a player, how everybody just said that, you know, you take the main player out of the second.
And they're all gassed. They're not deep at all. They go 8 deep. So they get the 5 players, and they got three backup players. But I think they're gassed. I mean, hell, if they win today and then they lose game 7, I mean, that's expected, but I just can't see how they could win tonight. I mean, they were gassed, Cleveland.
They're gassed? What do you mean
gassed?
They're
gassed. They're out. They're tuckered.
They're out of gas?
Yeah. The last game in Cleveland, that one guy, Della Torre or whatever, that shot up 20 points and he was like fantastic. Immediately following the game, he had to go to the hospital. He spent the night in the hospital to get an IV all night long. He had no juice left.
Boy, and it's amazing because then you see LeBron, when he is out for 5 minutes or whatever, that he's in breaks or whatever, he's got that whole staff, that whole crew around him. They're massaging his legs.
Yeah.
And I heard last week that the treatment that he goes through before coming into a game, everything that he does, and he's got these 2 massages right before he goes in. He sits in that freezing chamber. It's that chamber thing.
Oh.
He sits in this chamber for 15 minutes or whatever. And all this routine that he has to go through before he gets into a game, I'm thinking, my gosh, this is unbelievable what this guy's got to go through.
He is, according to him and everybody else, he's the best player on the planet.
Oh, no doubt about that. And nobody needs to say that. Everybody knows he's the best player on the planet. For him to go yesterday and have this press conference and him go announce it again, I'm thinking,
well, that's the first time I ever heard him say
that. What an ego on this guy.
Yeah, that's the first time I ever heard him say that himself.
You don't need to because everybody knows he is.
Yeah.
So nobody says that they're the best anything.
This is the first time. I mean, people can't even say that, but during this series, I heard a lot of people saying that and talking about it. I've never heard the media say that before like they did this time, and this was the first time. How about that guy when they were? Did you see the press conference and the other guy was sat next to him, Tristan Thompson, and he was wearing the hat that Josie Wales wore?
Oh.
Yeah, he comes out and he's wearing the flat top.
No, but where did I see that? I saw somebody else.
Chelsea's got one.
Like
she wore it last night when we went out to dinner. That's my daughter, by the way.
Where did I see somebody wearing that just yesterday? It wasn't the press conference, but I know what you're talking about. But I saw somebody else wearing something like that the other day.
But anyhow, so he comes out there and he's wearing it. And
I finally saw that guy in the second row in the game on Sunday night. You know, that the big NBA fan, older guy?
Yeah.
I hadn't seen him the whole finals here. But
he was in the
second
row, huh?
Second row, yeah.
Usually he's courtside.
Yeah. Huh. Second row.
Well, do they even have courtside for this guy?
I don't think so.
Think about it, yeah. Okay, so I guess he probably had the best seat he could have.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this guy comes out, Tristan Thompson, and he's wearing the hat. And one of the news guys says, well, this guy looks like Clint Eastwood. And he's wearing the hat that Clint Eastwood wore. Huh. You know, it's kind of embarrassing when somebody comes out with LeBron. LeBron should be there alone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because nobody's
going to ask anybody else questions.
Yeah, so he's sitting there like a stump on a log.
Dang.
Which is, you know, I mean, it's kind of silly. Do you think it's almost embarrassing?
Yeah, because if nobody's going to ask you a question, you're going to be sit there like a stump on a log.
Yeah. And good thing he had the hat going for him, because other than that, he would have just looked like a stump on a log.
Wow.
He at least stood out because he had the hat.
I want to do a big shout-out and thank everybody who has participated in our Beat Bobby Flay bag that we presented last week in New York City to Season 7 of Beat Bobby Flay and the Food Network. Thanks so very much. I want to thank all the brands, services, and products that have participated in the Costa Esmeralda Invitational Golf Tournament taking place in Sardinia off the coast of Italy next weekend in Italy. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. There's still time to get your product in that bag. Everybody that wants to do any type of, if you're curious what WOW Creations is doing down the road, go to our website, wowcreationsmedia.com. We're always willing and happy to take reply back to any type of inquiry at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com, wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. Eric Rice, big happy birthday to you, my friend, 54 years young. And congratulations.
Big shout-out, buddy. Big shout-out.
Again, on your engagement. Please follow us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/wowcreations. We're always looking for new friends and followers on Twitter, twitter.com/wowhollywood. You can also follow us on MySpace, LinkedIn,
Instagram. Yep. I got to get out there with that Instagram account. Do some
get that
updating.
Going, man. Get that going. Flickr. Yep. We're across the board. So go to our website. Watch us if you need your daily dose of the Harris Brothers and the Harris Brothers Fabulous World of WOW on www.firstrun.tv. Storage Wars episodes coming up. We're not on for the next week or so, but stay tuned on A&E. In the meantime, thanks for listening to our global partners, our sponsors, and have a great day. And talk to you next week.
Ciao. Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.